It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Plenty of pundits said the Iowa caucuses were too close to call, but nobody quite expected this. In the first voting of the 2012 campaign season, the counting continued well after midnight until Republicans finally declared Mitt Romney the winner in Iowa. You could count his margin of victory on your fingers. 8 votes. We'll hear from the Romney camp in a moment. NPR's Don Gagne spent the evening watching and waiting with supporters of Rick Santorum, the second-place finisher in suburban Des Moines.
As caucusing got underway last night, Rick Santorum made the rounds of several precincts.
How are you? Rick Santorum, nice to see you. Thank you.
This is precinct number 3 in the city of Johnston, one of the biggest caucus sites in the state. Santorum stood in the front of the middle school cafeteria and made one last pitch.
And I hope tonight, as you make this tough decision, I know it will be, that you'd give us an opportunity in Iowa to speak, be bold, lead.
The Santorum campaign set up shop for a victory party at a hotel just over a mile away. By 9 p.m., early results were trickling in, and it already looked like it would be a good night for Santorum, who had languished at or near last place in Iowa for many months. 49-year-old investment analyst Barb Cappert was there with her husband and son.
A month ago, we thought if he get over 10%, he's on the radar. And then last week, if he can get over 15, now if we really are polling and getting in over 20%, that's big. And that's great to see the momentum and people really finally focusing on the candidates and seeing what they wanted to see.
Over the next couple of hours, TVs in the ballroom flashed updated tallies on what started out as a 3-way race. Romney, Santorum, and Ron Paul, each with 24%. Slowly, Paul's numbers dropped. For the rest of the night, it was Romney up, then Santorum, then Romney, then Santorum.
We're up by 113!
As 11 p.m. approached, Santorum was ahead by just a tiny amount. Joel Jollymore was glued to the Fox News broadcast.
3% left to report, man. This is awesome. And it's a squeaker.
The evangelical and conservative Christian vote had long been fragmented among several candidates in Iowa. But polls show that vote has recently begun to coalesce behind Santorum. The votes continued to come in last night. The crowd hung in there. The result became almost an afterthought for many. Finally, a campaign aide explained where the candidate was. It was a game of chicken of sorts.
I don't know what's going on over at Mitt's headquarters. They're sitting there going,
Rick needs to call me.
Rick's upstairs going,
Mitt needs to call me.
Can somebody just buzz Mitt and say, come on out, get some love so that we can bring the winner down here and get the job done.
Finally, at 11:15, very late by Iowa caucus standards, Santorum entered the room with his family. He did everything but declare victory.
Game on.
He delivered a speech that was heavy in biographical details, likely a recognition that for many in the country, this might be their first introduction to him. He thanked those who voted for him.
They share our values about faith and family. They understand that when the family breaks down, the economy struggles.
The next stop in the process is New Hampshire, which votes next Tuesday. It's a Romney stronghold and a place with far fewer evangelical voters. Last night, Santorum dismissed the premise that Mitt Romney is the Republican most able to beat President Obama.
Because the message I shared with you tonight is not an Iowa message or an Iowa and South Carolina message. It is a message that will resonate across this land. It will resonate, I know, in New Hampshire.
Santorum closed with this.
And with your help and God's grace, we'll have another fun night a week from now. God bless you.
The coming week will be unlike any Santorum had in Iowa, where he was struggling just to get noticed. He'll get plenty of attention and much more scrutiny than he's seen so far. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.